insurance in a can.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, all the nooks and crannies in between. You know how we roll here. If you have an opinion, you want to be heard, this is where you share it. Overnight conversation. It's not a one-way deal. Anything and everything, baby. I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. That's great. 800-259-5791. Let me give it to you again, since you may have the same problem I have. The number's ADD. 800-259-5791. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, I promise. I'm the worst at checking the email. I do check them. I check them. But I always say we're going to get to the mail. I think it has something to do with, like, my personal life. I'm going to get to the mailbox. I have time. I'm going to check the mail. And so it carries over to the airwaves. Have no fear, Jan and Joe and Little Bob. I love when you guys call yourself Little Bob. Also, Ben, I will get to your emails. We will read them on the air. How's that? That's coming up in a couple segments here on ATN. Also, we can count because it's all about the numbers, baby. Like the former official at Florida Mortgage, at a Florida mortgage giant corporation that admitted massive guilt. Well, he didn't say massive. I'm saying massive. It's massive because the figure is staggering. Staggering. And Freddie Mac, forget about it. I don't even want to go there. The losses for the fourth quarter, ridiculous. I'm going to tell you, though, when we get to We Can Count. I promise, we'll do it. Also, a big contract for Boeing. It's really, really big. If you know anyone who works for Boeing or you're applying for a job with Boeing, Godspeed. In Washington, not D.C., in Washington State, you might have a good shot at it. You might have a good shot at it because you're going to have some extra money. Anyway, I'll tell you about all of that, but first, we have liftoff. Oh, how sad. The Discovery, the last mission for this space shuttle. I wanted you to hear it.
2-1. Booster ignition and the final liftoff of Discovery. A tribute to the dedication, hard work, and pride of America's space shuttle team. The shuttle has cleared the tower.
Bravo. Cleared the tower. And this mission, You have six astronauts. They're going to be up in space for 11 days, and it's pretty much a mundane little errand they're doing. I say mundane because it's nothing sexy. It's not glamorous. They're taking the tools up to the International Space Station. When the shuttle comes back down, that's it. It's retired, and it heads to a museum. Then, because Discovery is the oldest of the space shuttles, of the three that are left, then you have the Atlantis and the Endeavor. Two missions left, that's it. So, just a quick fun fact here, Discovery, how many missions or launches do you think Discovery has had? 133. 39th launch. And I like what the test conductor said before they lifted off. I guess he said, enjoy the ride. And for those of you watching, get ready to witness the majesty and the power of Discovery as she lifts off for one last time. Do you think he stayed up at night, tossing and turning, trying to come up with that line? But there were a lot of people, I heard, out to watch this one. I don't know. It's exciting stuff. There's like 40,000 people were at Kennedy Space Center. 40,000! Wow! That's a lot of people. It would have been fun. It would have been fun to go and see that one, to see that last launch. Okay, so we move from the launch to a couple of other quick things, including Libya. Oh, yeah, there's that going on. Libya is just an out-and-out war zone. It's like hell. It's walking through certain areas in Libya, in that country. It really is. They're killing doctors now. A bunch of doctors were killed. You've got the situation with those in the army who are certainly loyal to Gaddafi, who are trained by him, who have the best weapons. And then you have the resistance. You've got his two sons that are running various brigades. And the big question mark is military forces in Tripoli. Are they going to stay loyal to Gaddafi, or are they going to change allegiances to the resistance folks and help and support them? The best equipment, all the best ammunition, artillery, all that is to the Gaddafi people. Because what he did is what he created his military out of paranoia, since after all, he overthrew a government, and he knows what that's about. The weaker people in the military, he was sure to make sure that they got the crappiest stuff. So in this case, it might matter who's loyal, who's not. And what about the rest of the world and their reaction? When is the president going to take a real stand on Gaddafi, especially when innocent people are being killed? There's nothing peaceful about this uprising and the reaction of the government. Oh, we're executing pretty much anything that gets in our way, any person that gets in our way. So here's what it sounded like on the streets in Libya. What you just heard there, you're witnessing people being just flat out slaughtered. The foreign mercenaries, the military loyal to Gaddafi, they're trying to push back the uprising against his regime, and because they're getting closer to Tripoli. And what you heard there is some of the bloodiest of all of it, and probably the worst was about 30 miles west of Tripoli, where the army unit just opened fire with automatic weapons on pretty much anyone and everyone, including a mosque where people were sitting. They were doing a sit-in to support protesters in that capital city. So they blasted the mosque with an anti-aircraft gun. Can you imagine what that was like? All in all, about 150 people wounded, 10 people dead. The death toll there, 23 or so, just nasty stuff, and I think it's getting much more violent. Gaddafi does not want that shot where he's on a helicopter escaping. We're escaping for a few of them. We're coming back to you here on ATN.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Dolphins, baby dolphins showing up on the Gulf Coast. Scientists worried about this because it's not one or two, it's a lot of them. Remember the oil spill, what was on the bottom, all the concern there, not good. Very sad to see the pictures from that too. I'll post them on America Tonight so you can get a look at it. And quickly, we turn our thoughts to the people in New Zealand. They're searching still, hoping for the miracle people they might find. And do you know the death toll really jumped up? 113 people so far. And you still have 200 missing. That doesn't bode well. 200 people missing. Maybe, I said this on a previous show, just maybe there's an air pocket somewhere where somebody could be breathing and they could get to someone. But, boy, pretty much they're giving up hope of rescuing. And I think really it's the death toll will really jump of those 200 missing. 100 people were trapped in the Canterbury TV building in downtown Christchurch. They say they're pretty much 100% certain that no one in that building could be alive. There's just no way. And they think they're going to be able to find people there. Also, among the people missing were 27 Japanese students. Most of them were at language schools. And five were on one of those personal study trips abroad. Wow. Let's go to the phones here for a second. Let's go to our pal Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Okay.
Are you sad? Are you teary-eyed about the Discovery last mission?
Well, I think we can spend our money on something else like that.
Why? Why? What are we going to spend our money on? You mean why can't we spend billions to go find water on other planets and aliens?
Well, I can show them, find all the water they want. If they want to look at rocks, I got rocks. I can show them. Give me $500 million and I'll show them all the rocks they want.
You and I could start a rock museum. We'll start a rock museum. We'll go collect them. And then
you give me half of that money and then I could quit my job and some of those, well, these unemployed people can have it.
There you go.
The unemployment rate. You know,
there you go.
Work and everything. But I see the Indiana's doing what Wisconsin's doing now. Their senators come over in our state hiding out.
Why is Illinois the safe haven for wayward Democrats?
That's where Obama come from. Obama country.
Pretty soon that's all you're going to have. You're just going to have politicians who have fled other states so they don't have to vote.
Well, that's good for our economy, see? Hotel, motel tax, gas,
there you go.
And food, and just help the economy, and help the food restaurants because they got to eat, and give good tips to the waitress. It's good for our state.
See, now, I just, right this second, you gave me a great idea. Check this out, and others can throw in on this, but why don't you become the safe house? Why don't you, this is how you could make extra money. You wouldn't have to work so hard at those other jobs. Just charge a little bit less than the hotels, kind of a bed and breakfast, Rick's bed and breakfast for Democrats.
Yeah, I never thought of that. I'll have to work on that.
Okay. Let me know how that goes. Okay.
So we're in a blizzard again right now, so.
I know. It's crazy. How much snow are you getting? Do you know what?
Well, they said up to 6 inches maybe, but they don't know. And it's going to be like a 30-mile wind with it, so who knows?
Man, that's rough. This been a rough winter.
Yeah. And it busted everybody's budget for snow plowing and all this. So I don't know what we're going to do now. I guess we have to raise more taxes.
Well, for every inch extra of snow you get, that's another 200 teachers that'll lose their job.
Yeah. You know, we can use that, like I said, we can use that space shuttle money on stuff like this. Shooting up in the air. I mean, can't buy gas up there. So what's the thing going?
Well, we gotta at least look competitive with the Russians.
Well, they can have it. What are they going to do up there?
Just concede. We'll just concede space to everybody else.
Yeah, well, I mean,
hello, this is the U.S. Everybody listening to us and other countries, we're conceding space. You can have it.
Yeah, I mean.
There you go.
I think we can spend our money on better things here. I mean, use those scientists to develop an engine that can burn water instead of gas.
Yeah, or how about we use nuclear power like they do in France?
Or something, you know, use their brain power and put them to work to help out our energy problems.
There you go.
I think we can just spend our money on something better than that. I just caught a little bit of what's going on to Lindsay Lohan. She plead guilty yet, or she's going to, or what?
Boy, she's in a mess now because
that's what I heard.
Despite the fact that she's got one of the high-paid Hollywood lawyers, you know, it's all about that relationship with the judge, and this judge isn't backing down, and it's all over this crazy necklace thing, which truly, I think Lohan was, who knows, she was on something, she wasn't paying attention. Do you really think she was trying to steal the necklace, or she was just kind of out of her mind?
I think she left it somewhere or an age to turn it back, and they just forgot about it, or they think it was that important or something.
That's what I think. Because I just can't believe she has plenty of money, and she's not the shoplifter Winona Ryder type, I don't think.
Yeah,
I think it was just a weird slip-up thing that she might have been in a fog out of it, and they just didn't, you know, hey, they just didn't return it, and then they did, and it was too late, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, she's gonna, I think she'll plead guilty is what they're saying.
She will get jail time out of that?
She might. She might do one of those Paris Hilton moves where the paparazzi practically get run over as she's being taken away in a cop car, and then she gets an isolation cell, and then she sends notes to people, and then she gets out of prison earlier for good behavior.
She wore that same white dress, or does something different?
No, she's got to wear a jumper. They don't care who you are. There in L.A., the one thing they will do is they'll make you wear a jumper. She'll have to wear one of those pretty orange jumpers.
Fashion police have to design her a dress for her to wear or something.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. But I think she, I don't know, maybe the judge won't do that, though. Maybe the judge will say, well, you can do community service, but I think the judge is going to make her do some, yeah.
Probably 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Weekend jail, something like that.
Weekend jail. You know what the thing is here, though, Rick? If it were you or I, we're not getting any weekend jail.
No. No. You get 30 days in a slammer, and that's 30 days. It's no... come and go as you please.
Oh, no. You and I, if you or I get caught, and no matter what our excuse is, and oops, we forgot or whatever, we are out in the back washing the warden's car.
Yeah.
we're breaking rocks in the back. We're on the chain gang, everything.
Yeah. You're upon a courthouse square and a county square and raking leaves and stuff like that.
Raking leaves.
Picking up trash.
Yeah. This would be my thing. I know this is what I would get stuck doing. Picking up the butts. picking up the cigarette butts for my stance on just let the smokers have their way and smoke. It'd be brutal. Well, be careful out there in that blinding snowstorm.
I'm going by 30 miles an hour.
All right. Hang on to the wheel, both hands.
I am. You take care.
You too, Rick. Have a great weekend. Boy, every time we talk to Rick, it's snowing. Yes, it's winter, and yes, it's Illinois. We know. But in Chicago, they're talking about maybe 9 inches or more. And he's right. Even though, yes, they get a lot of snow, they're over budget for salting and plowing and all that stuff. So stretched beyond their means already, this is just pouring more into the problem of, wow, we don't have a lot of money. We raise taxes. We're in trouble. Now we've got more snow to contend with. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to check the email. Plus, Randy Quaid has a new home. Why should you care? Well, it's kind of funny. We'll tell you about it round the bend.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We had to let that roll a little bit. Pardon me, folks. Coming up, we're going to check the email. I've now promised that a couple of times, and we're going to deliver. Just like the post office these days, we deliver, but we take our time. Let's head to Tom in Kansas. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good.
Good, good.
This is in response to your recording about was going on the streets of Tripoli.
Yeah.
Sounded like a shootout in the Great American West combined with a riot in West L.A. after a bad court case decision.
I like your description. That's what it did sound like. It was odd. I mean, not odd. It just sounded like a massive war. It sounded like a war zone, yeah.
Yeah, why can't we all get along?
Yeah, we're beyond why can't we get along, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to add that to your pot, so to speak.
Very nice, Tom. You take care. And don't forget, we've got Nail the Score coming up in a couple of weeks for the basketball tournament.
Oh.
That's easy. You just pick a team.
Basketball very well.
That's all right, because when you win.
Football very well.
That's not true. You've come close.
By the way, I did pick Green Bay. I just didn't get called in.
Aww.
But I wouldn't have come close to that score, though.
I know. Nobody nailed that score. Uh-uh.
Well, have a great day.
Yeah. All right, you too. Thanks
until
for the call.
All
right, and tell everyone. I didn't get the last part of that, but tell everyone something. Okay, boy, I was going to ask him, too, about Kansas. The weather there has been up and down, just like Illinois. Yeah, it's what you deal with when you live in the Midwest. It's just that you're getting more of it, it seems, right? And you're never out of the woods, too, with the snow thing. I lived in the Midwest, and many of you listening live there. You're never out of the woods till you're in, what, May? It's May 1st. We won't see any snow anymore. Speaking of seeing snow, you know who's going to be seeing a lot of snow? I'll tell you what, Randy Quaid, what has happened to this guy? What is going on in his world? There was all kinds of nutty things about him running out on hotel bills and Santa Barbara and someplace else with his wife, and then they went to Canada. And I guess he's decided that the great white North is home. Take a listen to what he had to say after a judge's ruling in Canada that he could stay.
Today we're here to say thank you, Canada. Thank you for your warm welcome. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to live in peace.
Live in peace? Who was after him in the U.S.? I don't understand that something was just so awful that he couldn't. What was so awful is that he was running out. He was running out on hotel bills. You know, there's dine and dash, and then there is no such thing as lie down and dash. Well, maybe there is. I'm thinking out loud. But he's going to be in Canada. He's going to be a Canadian now. He likes hockey, I understand, so I guess that part's good anyway. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh!
Thank you very much, Homer Simpson. I can never get enough of Homer Simpson. It always makes me smile. Okay, this one is from Greg Scruggs. He says, Kate, there's a song by the Archangels, Good Time, which mentions your number one bad boy in it. If you have a chance, check it out. You know who the number one bad boy is. It is Charlie Sheen. Yep, and now they're shutting down 2.5 Men. And how about this? Bravo to my teammate, Alex Jones, because he's the one who got the interview with Charlie Sheen that Charlie Sheen just went in a lot of different directions and ultimately went after somebody at CBS. They decided we're going to close it down for the rest of the season. So that interview is being posted all over the place because he's rambling and going off in, you know, all kinds of different directions. It's just closed for the season. Who knows what the future of 2.5 Men is, if they'll keep it running or not, because it was such a runaway hit. I don't know. I find it hard to believe. But it's been on the air for a long time, so maybe not. Maybe they decide to just completely shut it down. This one is from Jan, listening to us in Vermont. Kate, thank you very much. I heard you mention Vermont the other day. I've been listening to you for a very long time. We love you up here, WVMT country. And I have to say, I giggled during football season when you talked about all of the Giant fans in Vermont. And my street alone, it's all big blue. But you go a couple streets over, it's all Patriot fans. What do you make of that? Yeah, that's the problem. Vermont doesn't have a team. We need to push for a team in Vermont. How about that? What would they be? The Vermont, what? I think it's split. I do. I think it's split between the Giants and New England. It just depends It depends on where somebody was raised, maybe. If they're purely from Vermont, you know, it could go either way. It depends on where you live in the state. You find that in a lot of places, like Denver. When I go to Denver, and I don't know why that is, because they've got the Broncos, but maybe it was previous allegiances, I don't know. But and I know there's Cowboy fans everywhere, but I have never seen so many Cowboy fans. Never seen so many. It might be a carryover from New Mexico. They don't have a team, and people in New Mexico either go for the Broncos or they go for the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, so how about this from Little Bob? Little Bob says, what do you make of Sarah Palin running in 2012? She keeps sidestepping the issue, I think. Do you think that's a lot of things. Do you think she'll really run in 2012? Could it be that she'll be a vice presidential candidate again? Boy, I don't know. I mean, would she pop up on a ticket again as the second? I don't think so. Because I don't think really Sarah Palin wants that. To have people ask you, do you want to run? I mean, imagine that. How many people can even say, one, that they've run for president of the United States, or vice president on a ticket? They were vice president hopeful on a ticket. How many people can say that? How many people can say that, yeah, people are asking me all the time when I go give speeches that I, you know, will I run for president? They support me. There's not a lot of people that fall into that category. So why not, really, honestly, just looking at it from the standpoint of who she is in speaking, why wouldn't she just kind of lap that all up and still go out and do the speeches and throw in her two cents about what she's happening with the party and what's going on with the Tea Partiers and the Republicans and whatever? She's where she wants to be. I don't see that she would toss that to run for president anyway. I don't think so. Okay, here's one from Ben. Ben says, hello, America Tonight. I got to ask you this question. What do you think the odds are that the government will shut down? Don't you think this is more about political maneuvering? Who do you think it hurts more, Kate? I think, honestly, as a lifelong Republican, I have to be honest, I think it hurts the Republicans more, and the Democrats are trying to make sure that they position it that way. You know, the whole thing is posturing. The whole thing is posturing in D.C. anyway. Let's be honest about it. That's what it is. That's what it is. You're trying to collect votes. You're trying to curry favor in other directions with people. And you have a certain agenda. And you have people you represent, hopefully. Hopefully that's what you're really focused on. And then you have this party that you have allegiance to. And, yeah, it's just a dragged-out storyline. You know, it's just on and 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 on. I mean, this isn't a surprise. We knew this was going to happen. But I think there is a good chance, even if it's just for a day or 2 days, probably at least 2 days. I bet you that there is a shutdown. I think there's more of a chance of a government shutdown than the NFL now. I think this than the NFL lockout, some kind of a lockout, and it's very interesting because both are up against it on March 4th. And if I had to pick one, I would say the government shutting down, there's a better possibility there. Especially if figure it's Friday, they could say, okay, we're going to shut the government down. And that means certain offices would be closed. You would roll into the weekend. That means Monday there'd be a shutdown. Yeah, I think so. But the NFL, they might scramble around and try to make something happen fast. We Can Count coming up around the bend.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules Plus, get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Assembly okay bet bill stripping public workers of collective bargaining rights. Boy, it's been an interesting thing to watch what's happened in Madison, but in watching what's going on, this is huge. I mean, this passed early Friday. This just happened. So what this means is it would strip most of the workers of their collective bargaining rights. It's the first part of the action on the governor's plan. The vote put an end to 3 straight days of debate, but the political standoff is nowhere near from being wrapped up. See, this is what happens. The assembly vote sends that bill on to the state Senate. Then the minority Democrats, of course, have been missing for a week. No one knows if they're going to return from their hideout in Illinois. Republicans control the Senate. The Republicans who control the Senate, rather, sent state troopers out looking for them at their houses on Thursday, but they didn't find them. So under what's now happened, and we know we've talked about it ad nauseum here, but just to refresh, Governor Walker's proposal has a number of provisions that are designed to fill the state's deficit, $137 million deficit, and then push forward the groundwork for fixing a $3.6 billion shortfall that they have coming up in the next budget, 2011-2013. So the language would strip almost all public sector workers of the whole collective bargaining benefits and work conditions and, you know, all that. And Wisconsin, what's happened in Wisconsin has spread to other states, Indiana, and there are other discussions about the seeing similar things happen. In Rhode Island, there are protests, but Rhode Island's different. It's because they're sending pink slips to 2,000 teachers. They say it's really more of a technicality thing, but, boy, the teachers don't feel like it's more of a technicality thing. If anything, they are flat out panicked about what's going on. All right, quickly, let's go to a couple more here on We Can Count. Then we'll take one from Don in Wyoming. Something else that follows the numbers game besides what's happened in Wisconsin is the fact that Toyota is back in that recall mode, 2 million again. And what's the focus? The focus is that whole thing with the floor mats. How many people are driving Toyotas, and have you had a similar thing happen where you think I'm accelerating? What's going on here? I actually know three, four, five people, believe it or not, that have Corollas, including my mother drives a Corolla, and she said she's never had that problem. But there are people, 2 million doesn't lie. They're worried about that because of what happened, I think, in the face of those, if you remember, those lawsuits. Okay, let's end on a quick up note here. The Air Force awarded the $35 billion tanker contract. You know, it's those air tankers that fill up the planes. And they're so old, the ones that are in that are doing it now, they're like 40 years old, something like that. So it's the contract is valued at $35 billion. Boeing beat out their European competitor, and it's 179 aircraft that they're going to produce all in all. The contract for the first 18 is expected to be delivered by 2017. Wow, 2017. So this is a big news. How many jobs? In Everett, Washington, you need a job, and you could fall into one of these categories. Go there. 20,000 jobs. And they think around the country, maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 50,000 jobs or so. All right, Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hello, Don. Don, are you with us? I guess not. Call back and we'll give you a free pass. After all that buildup, you left us on the dance floor. What were you thinking? You dropped us off. You dropped us off at the pool and then you ran away. Wow. Okay, that's okay. That gives us time to talk about a few of the other things that I wanted to fill in here that we've just really scratched the surface. You would think when you have a 4-hour show that you would just, you're done. I don't think so. I mean, honestly, it takes on a life of its own. But that's a big story in Wisconsin. That's a big, big, big story. The assembly doing that still. Where are the Democrats? What happens next? I just spelled it all out for you. And I don't know if they're going to be able to reel them in or not. I'm assuming they are going to be able to do that. I'm assuming they're going to be able to do that. All right. We might have Don back in Wyoming. Don, are you there?
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Yeah, something wrong with your phone line. You went to click to me and it cut me off. So,
see, somebody got in the system. They wanted you cut out.
Oh, that's terrible. Anyway, when you were talking, I was on the waiting for you for a while in the last hour, and you were talking about putting somebody in the dungeon out west, and I was like, uh-oh, I hope that's not me. So,
it was Charlie Sheen. You know, 2.5 Men. That's done. For at least for the season, it's done. And you know why? He did a kind of a rambling interview with our Alex Jones.
He's a good actor. You know, he's not an A. I don't put him up there with the superstars. You know, but you know, didn't Martin beat his ass a couple of times when he was growing up? Because this guy sounds like he just never grew up. You know, is never disciplined or anything. I mean,
that's part of the problem. I think he's not a bad guy. I mean, people like him, the people that meet him and whatever. I just think he has no discipline. He's out of control. I said that with the between the porn stars and the prostitutes and he needs to stay away from women, the wives and the ex-wives and the various children and the various things that he takes, whether it's drugs or alcohol or whatever. He just kind of spirals.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, I know Martin, you know, is a actor and, you know, and was probably away a lot of times making movies and stuff. But, you know, this guy, what do you do when somebody's an adult and they're acting like that? You don't have any really say to them, you know, other than hope they get what they, you know, get what's coming to them, whether, you know, they're doing illegal stuff, you know, I'll be going to jail, you know. I mean, Lindsay Lohan's about to get a little attitude adjustment here, you know.
Yep.
So, but in any case, I wouldn't be surprised she's not back in jail, you know. And maybe, you know, sometimes maybe that's what people need, to end up in jail to, you know, straighten. I know a lot of people are gone, come out, and, you know, they don't go back again. They straighten their life out, you know. So, anyway, though, I mean, I don't wish that on anybody, but, you know, if you're an adult and you're acting crazy and breaking laws left and right, you know, something's got to be done with it, right?
Right, exactly.
So, anyway, though, now, let me get this right. This deal in Wisconsin, he just basically busted their union. Is that what he was doing? He's trying to do, this governor, or...
Yes.
You know, because I just do not know how unions ever influence government jobs, whether state or, you know, federal.
Money. Think of the unions that they pumped into politics. You know that. Oh, are you kidding? The teachers' unions. Oh, some of them are just, they're like the mafia.
Well, and then we wonder why the government's taking so much, using so much money, you know?
Yeah.
So why it's taking $3.7 trillion a year, you know? And I think a lot of people were fiberglassed back when, Chevrolet and Chrysler had to get the government to bail them out. And then people are finding out with benefits and everything, these people are making $78 an hour?
Right.
And working on an assembly line, and you're shaking your head like, you got to be kidding me. You know, that's $70,000 to $80,000 a year. So,
someone made $100,000.
Oscar time's going to be fun. So I gave you my predictions. Let's see how it goes through. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see what happens this weekend. Don is absolutely right. The Oscars, I gave my picks too, and I think the King's Speech is going to get a bunch. I think Colin Firth, he wins for Best Actor. Maybe Social Network gets in there for something because he's got a lot of buzz. How many people in this audience, I wonder, are going to be watching the Oscars? Maybe one or two.